about to go place my stars out of space. And I fell off for a while, but I'm back and I'm better. You niggas don't want no smoke, they can handle the weather. Yeah, they thought I was faded, but I'm back and I'm better. These niggas don't want no smoke, they can handle the weather. I remember the nights a nigga was shot. I had to get to the bag, had to get it, I had to get to the bag. I'm cooking up in the lab, no, I ain't tryna brag. Look at the way that I sweat, they like Tez, how you do it? I don't know, it's too easy. Shout out to my dad, that's been there for me, cause ain't too many been there for me. And I fell off for a while, but I'm back and I'm better. You niggas don't want no smoke, they can handle the weather. Yeah, they thought I was faded, but I'm back and I'm better. These niggas don't want no smoke, they can handle the weather. They hated on us like Sean said, but I gotta keep grinding. RPG money, I just do it for the cash. Young nigga finna dash, and I ain't tryna brag. Young nigga full of swag, and you know we finna spaz. Ballin' on them like the Jazz. I do this shit with passion, I get the bag and I'm dashing. Like Trey said, if you ain't got a back, you can't beat the case. I remember them nights with niggas on 8. You can't mess with me, I hang around 8. I know you see the Louis and B. Your shit rock, I can't fuck up, you stay.
Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Raven Simone, and welcome back to the podcast, That's So Raven Simone, because, yep, that's me, and I can only be myself. I'd like to introduce to you the young artist that you just heard a while ago, going by the name T&B Tez, and the song name was Faded, and this song is very inspirational. It's a modern-day symbolism of being above the status quo and being your own unique self as opposed to fading into the background of anything that isn't worth a value. And I wanted to start this off that I wanted you all to know that during these times from here on out, I might be introducing my subjects in my podcast and incorporating music for what other than music is the language that everyone speaks. And sometimes that also might mean that I'll be introducing a young new artist that has not yet made their mark. And also I will probably be introducing you to certain songs that I feel connect to the battles that we're facing in each topic. And so with T&B Tez Faded today, we're talking about becoming the leaders that we need to be today. And I feel that there's so many more followers. And there may have been some people who are truly made or meant to be those leaders, but have not activated that character that they possess. We cannot allow fear to get in the way of our change and our progress. And I have to say, with saying that, that there was actually a Instagram video about maybe 3 days ago. And you guys will have to forgive me that it's been about a week and a day or so since my last podcast. I hadn't been feeling too well, you know, people might have thought that I'd fallen off and like the song Faded, but I'm back and I'm better, and you gotta take care of yourself, because health is wealth. But these three Black American men had came together in a group, and it might have been a protesting group, but these three had a very specific moment where you had three different generations. And as far as the oldest one, the gentleman was 40, 41. The second gentleman who was accompanying the conversation the most was, I believe, between 31 and 36. And then followed up with the young 16-year-old gentleman who was listening but feeling the passion of rage and hurt as well. And when I was listening to these men talk and they were saying, I'm mad and you're mad. What we did back then, we're doing it again now. We need to do something different. You're absolutely right. As a world that evolves, and as fast as we are evolving with our technology, our style, our energy, just evolving into a uniquer quality of people, we can't always revert back to traditional ways to resolve a modern day problem. I believe that there's a reason behind calling this the chosen generation. This is the generation and the time and the era that we're opening our eyes and understanding what it means to be in tune or emotionally intelligent. We're being more conscious and aware of our character versus following traditional ways just because they're tradition. And I feel that in my heart, this is the time right now. Let us not act in anger or fear as some of our ancestors may have once. May we come up and thrive in the same way that our music in this industry continues to evolve and grow and progress and develop. May we utilize the same concept that we utilize in our music today and our technology. May we learn how to utilize that in our conflict resolution. May we remember to utilize that in how we approach our education and advancement. And I'd have to say, you know, for all of us that's going through all these things, that it's never easy to do the right thing. It's never easy to be the bigger person. And to be a leader requires a lot of strength within yourself in order to carry the burdens of yourself and others. And I had mentioned ago about us not falling into our status quo. For those who are not fully aware of what status quo really means, the Google definition of status quo is the existing state of affairs, especially regarding social or political issues. And with us also dealing with what I had mentioned earlier is police brutality. For those who do not have a great understanding as to what that means, it is legally broken down and defined as civil rights violations where officers exercise undue or excessive force against a civilian. This includes, but not limited to, physical or verbal harassment, physical or mental injury, property damage, and death. For all those who are loved ones of those who had been, unfortunately, whose lives have been taken due to police brutality, all of our hearts go out to you all. May you all gain peace as we are in the process of working to get justice for these acts. Nothing can ever bring those lives back, but we can honor those lives by the way we move forward. And I think that that is one thing we need to strongly remember and understand. These times that we're going through, the constant murders, the worldwide pandemic of the COVID-19 coronavirus, it just, the way I observe what is happening in my world and in my environment is that this world is starting to clean itself up. It is cleaning up the mess that us as a people have created. And it's ready for us to take back the love that we had for our planet, the love that we had for building up and living prosperous and righteous versus living in a dark time and in dark ways of jealousy, hate, malice, retaliation. I thank you all for continuing to listen. I thank you all for being open-minded. And again, however my podcast can spiritually and emotionally touch anyone or everyone, it is time that we take back the world, our lives in this world, and take back the world. May we eliminate any further disruptions or increases in our hate, pain, and suffering. It is time for us to regain the passion that we have to live a greater life and purpose. I'm That's So Raven Simone, because yep, that's me. And brought to you following up after this podcast, you'll be hearing this amazing tribute that was written by Papoose. You are a brilliant mind, Remy. You two together are a force to be reckoned with. Papoose, you did your thing on this verse. I don't think anybody can tear this apart for you. So congratulations to your success on this tribute. And everybody, I'll see you on the next episode of That's Still Raven Simone, because yep, that's me, and I can only be myself.
Hey, Amadou Diallo was shot 19 times. The police fired 41 shots combined. Mistaken identity, they had to admit it. When they went to trial, all four officers got acquitted. Ahmaud Arbery, his skin made him a target. Two racist white men shot him while he was jogging. Betty Jones was inside of her house the day after Christmas when shots rang out. A bullet traveled inside of her home and slaughtered her. No charges were filed against the officer. Cornelius Brown, cops chose to kill. They shot him 7 times, he was mentally ill. Dominic Fuller was murdered to get stranger. They say he had a gun, all he had was a stapler. Eric Garner, he was a father, but now a martyr, ain't deserved to be slaughtered. His last words, I can't breathe, moment of silence. The officer who killed him didn't even get indicted. Emmett Till, 14 years old. They claim he flirted with a white woman. How cold. They took off his clothes, called him a nigger, lynched him and threw him in the Tallahassee River. Freddie Gray had his spinal cord severed, killed in a police van after arrested. 6 officers got charged, this is ridiculous. 2 years, 4 trials, no convictions. George Floyd, 3 officers nailed on him. He told him he couldn't breathe, they didn't care for him. The country rioting everywhere for him. Fuck those cops, I have no fear for him. Hector Morwan, he was unarmed. The cops shot him dead, he cried for his mom. India Kaga, Navy vet. The passenger in the vehicle was a suspect. Her baby in the back seat, the cops started shooting. The officers were cleared of criminal wrongdoing. Jamal Clark, restraint wasn't enough. They shot him in his head while he was in handcuffs. Hal Coppin was mentally ill, but they say he had a gun, all he had was a hairbrush. The cops shot him, a king with the coroner. No charges were filed against the officer. Laquan McDonald was jaywalking. They shot him to the ground, murdered without a warning. Alleged that he pulled the knife and tried to rush him. The video proved they lied, how disgusting. Mike Brown, the suburbs of Ferguson. Allegedly a cop drove by, he had words with him. The officer shot him, he did nothing wrong. Why did he have to kill him? The man was unarmed. Nathaniel Pickett, rest heavenly. He was brutally murdered by a sheriff deputy. Oscar Grant, the world knows his name. He was traveling, the cops grabbed him off the train, placed him on his knees, laid him on his chest, then shot him in his back. May he peacefully rest. Philando Castile, traffic stop. He was legally strapped, he informed the cop. The officer got nervous, a murder was committed. Charged with manslaughter, but he got acquitted. Quintonio LeGrand called the cops 3 different times before he got shot. Allegedly, they say he charged at him with a bat, but since he made the call, it's hard to believe that. Rodney King, they beat him with billy clubs. They blame us, but the cops are really thugs. The verdict was not guilty. How shifty. That sparked the worst riot seen since the 60s. Sandra Bland, traffic stop. The racial profiling of us has to stop. 3 days later, she was hanging in the cell. They ruled it a suicide, the truth shall prevail. Terrence Franklin was cornered in the basement. He tried to surrender, got executed by hatred. The U stands for the unknown, who died by racism, their faces weren't shown. Victor LaRussa, they thought he had one, but after they killed him, they never found the gun. Walter Scott, the world loves you. The cop said he feared for his life in the scuffle. The video proved he lied, revealed facts. He ran for his life, 8 shots in his back. Xavier Roby was riding his bike. Point blank range, they shot him and took his life. Yusuf Hawkins was shot down in 1989 by some racist clowns. Jamel Crawford was chased to his death. Rammed into a wall, he took his last breath. Zimmerman, I know you think you got away with it, but everyone has karma, yours gonna be my favorite.